This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. The race for state superintendent of public instruction comes at a critical time for school children. The incumbent, Chris Rakedahl, and his challenger, Maya Espinoza, have different approaches to pandemic-era schooling. The Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction is the agency that oversees public K-12 education in Washington. It's a nonpartisan office, but the two candidates come from different political parties. Rakedahl is a former Democratic state representative and social studies teacher. Espinoza ran as a Republican for a state House seat 2 years ago to represent a Pierce County district, but did not win. She runs an organization called the Center for Latino Leadership. Espinoza did not respond to repeated requests for an interview, but in debates, she's been vocal about the burdens families face right now with remote learning. Espinoza says families should get a $2,500 stipend per student to help cover home learning expenses. Here she is in a debate hosted by the Association of Washington Business.
That means a lot to a family that, you know, is having to pay for daycare or is having to pay for internet connectivity because their school is operating entirely online, paying for desks, paying for classroom materials.
In an interview with KNKX, Rakedahl says he has urged the state's congressional delegation to include childcare funding in the next federal stimulus bill. But he says it's hard at the state level to find the funds for that kind of stipend.
It's nearly $3 billion on a one-time basis. So you're either cutting $3 billion out of the services we're currently providing, which is remote learning and everything else, or you've got to come up with new money.
Espinoza has also criticized Rakedahl's approach to helping schools reopen for some in-person learning. She says many parents want that, but districts haven't gotten enough clear guidance from the state. Rakedahl says his office and the State Department of Health have put out detailed guidance on how to reopen safely, and that a number of districts in eastern Washington are doing just that. But he says he does not have the authority to order schools to open or close. That's up to local districts or the governor. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.